KJAN Sports.
Time for Jacob Sports. Good morning. I'm Jim Field. Our sports update this hour is brought to you by Atlantic Medical Center Pharmacy. For all of your pharmaceutical needs, stop by your Atlantic Medical Center Pharmacy, your Health Mart provider. In high school sports around the area last night, the Jerome Howe Relay Boys Track Meet held over Trainer saw St. Albert win the team title with 78 points. Nishnabotna with 68.5 was second. Underwood, 64 points for third. Shenandoah with 62 was fourth. Trainer was fifth with 57 points. Southwest Valley, West Harrison, Fremont Mills, Griswold, Tri-Center, Logan Magnolia rounding out the rest of the field. Individually, the winners include Brett Daly of Trainer winning the 100. Chad Blank of Nishnabotna took the 200 title. Nick Pedersen of Underwood won the 400 meters. Dion Coffey of Tri-Center, the champ in the 800. The 110 hurdles went to Tony Clucky of Southwest Iowa. Josh Haining of Nishnabotna won the 1600. Max Ross of St. Albert, the 3200 title. Nick Pedersen of Underwood took the 400 hurdles. Also in the discus, it was Dustin Peasley of West Harrison winning. The high jump, Colton Drake of Southwest Valley. The long jump title went to Brett Daly of Trainer. The shot put crown to Jackson Scott Brown of St. Albert. In the relays, Fremont Mills won the 4x100. AHSTW took the 4x200. Underwood the 4x400. Tri-Center wins the 4x800. The shuttle hurdle title to Southwest Valley and the distance medley relay title went to Nishnabotna in that meet last night. Also in high school sports last night in boys golf, it was Cam defeating Southwest Valley 204 to 210. Ryan Carlson of Southwest Valley shot the low round of 44. Griswold beat Missouri Valley 164 to 185 with James Reynolds of Griswold shooting the low round of 37 for medalist honors. Also, Tri-Center beat St. Albert 194 to 204. Ryan Clabundy of St. Albert was the medalist shooting a 42. In girls golf, Southwest Valley over Cam 203 to 262. Kim Holtz of Southwest Valley with a 49 was medalist. Griswold shot a 220 last night. Missouri Valley didn't have a full team. Marlia Roselle of Griswold was the medalist shooting a 50. Also, Tri-Center beat St. Albert 191 to 226 with Kara Johnson of Tri-Center, the medalist with a 43. In boys soccer last night, it was Harlan over Trainer 7-0. Creston beating St. Albert 4-1. In girls soccer finals, it was Kemper Catholic beating Atlantic in double overtime. 1-0 was the final score. Kemper Catholic 1-0 over Atlantic. St. Albert beat Creston 8-0. Trainer over AHSTW 6-1. Underwood beat Riverside 6-1. Also, Nottoway Valley West Central Valley Adair Casey defeats Missouri Valley by a score of 3-1 in girls soccer. Mike Krzyzewski and the Duke Blue Devils have their fifth NCAA championship following the work of four freshmen. Tyus Jones, Jaleel Okafor, Justice Winslow, and Grayson Allen carried the Blue Devils to a 68-63 comeback victory over Wisconsin at Indianapolis. Duke trailed 48-39 with about 13.5 minutes to play before the four Frosh scored every one of the Blue Devils' points the rest of the way. Allen began the comeback by outscoring the Badgers 8-3 before Tyus Jones hit 13 of his 23 points over the final 11 minutes, including a pair of three-pointers. Jones hit a tray to give the Blue Devils their biggest lead of the night at 66-58 with a minute 12 left. Jones was named the most outstanding player of the tournament. Allen scored 10 of his 16 points in the second half and was 5-for-8 from the field. Winslow chipped in 11 points, 9 rebounds, and 3 blocks, while Okafor contributed 10 points in just 22 minutes. Okafor and Winslow each finished the game with 4 fouls and missed large chunks of playing time, which allowed Allen to shine in the biggest game of his life. Allen entered the game averaging 4 points in 8.9 minutes before he gave the Blue Devils 21 productive minutes. Remarkably, Duke's comeback began... Their comeback began with Okafor and Winslow, both sitting on the bench. Krzyzewski joins John Wooden as the only coaches to win at least 5 NCAA men's basketball titles. Wisconsin appeared ready to pull away in the second half, 2 days after ending Kentucky's bid for a perfect season. But the Badgers were held to just 15 points after scoring 17 in the first 6.5 minutes of the second half. AP Player of the Year Frank Kaminsky had team highs of 21 points and 12 rebounds for the Badgers, who continue to seek their first national championship since 1941. Well, Kentucky coach John Calipari and Spencer Haywood are among 11 new inductees going into the Naismith Memorial Basketball Hall of Fame this year. Among the rest of the class are former WNBA star Lisa Leslie, longtime referee Dick Bavetta, Celtic star JoJo White, and Boston coach Tommy Heinsohn, along with four-time NBA Defensive Player of the Year Dikembe Mutombo. The induction ceremony is in September in Springfield, Massachusetts. In Major League Baseball action yesterday, Yordano Ventura pitched six solid innings before leaving with a thumb cramp, and Alex Rios had a three-run homer among his three hits as the AL champion Kansas City Royals pounded the Chicago White Sox 10-1. Ventura was replaced by Kelvin Herrera in the seventh after crumpling to the ground following a strike to Adam LaRoche. The preliminary report was a right thumb cramp. Ventura will be evaluated later this week, but Royals trainers said it's not believed to be serious. Rios, who is making his Kansas City debut, homered in a five-run seventh inning with Kendry Morales and Alex Gordon aboard. Gordon stroked a two-run single in the inning. Jose Abreu homered in the seventh for the Sox' only run. Elsewhere in the American League, in season openers yesterday, Toronto beat the New York Yankees 6-1. It was Detroit shutting down Minnesota 4-0. Baltimore beat Tampa Bay 6-2. Seattle over the LA Angels 4-1. Houston blanking Cleveland 2-0. And Oakland shut down Texas 8-0. In the National League in openers yesterday, it was Colorado 10-0 over Milwaukee. The New York Mets beat Washington 3-1. Atlanta over Miami 2-1. Cincinnati beat Pittsburgh 5-2. The Dodgers over San Diego 6-3. Also, San Francisco beat Arizona by a final of 5-4. Added experience at linebacker should help the Iowa defense make strides next season. That unit features five players who gained valuable experience in 2014.
I think we're going to be playing hard. We've got to be physical, and we've got to make more plays. And I think we've got the guys to be able to do it.
That's Hawkeyes linebackers coach Jim Reed, who says last year an inexperienced group was exploited for several big plays.
I think we all believe that we're heading in the right direction with this crowd, and it's a fun crowd to coach because they're into it big time. And I know Coach Parker feels good about it, and when Coach Parker feels good about anything, you know we're going in the right direction.
In the run game, Reed says the linebackers need to do a better job of setting the edge. The Hawkeyes will travel to West Des Moines this Saturday for a practice at Valley Stadium. That's Check of Sports this hour, brought to you by Atlantic Medical Center Pharmacy. For all of your pharmaceutical needs, stop by your Atlantic Medical Center Pharmacy, your Health Mart provider. I'm Jim Field, KJAN Sports.